Well, I'm delighted to say I'm joined on the line by Donegal boxer Brett McGinty. Brett, first of all, congratulations. Another victory under the belt. Now 5-0. You must be happy with that.
I'm delighted to get the victory last night, though. And, it's been a bit of a frustrating period for me since November, my last fight. Obviously, having to pull out of my what was meant to be my fifth fight in December with a shoulder injury. So it was good to get things going again last night and get back to winning ways. Thankfully, everything was good with the injury that I had previously. So everything's looking good for a big end of the year, hopefully.
And tell us a wee bit about the fight then. Did it go as planned?
To be honest, like with the likes of the opponent that was in me last night, you had to be very confident of a confident win before you went in without being complacent. You know, them journeymen, they're in there to survive and get through the fight. So it's just trying to impress in the process and trying to look good. I felt like I did that at times. I have to say, you know, it is frustrating at times trying to fight with somebody who's just in there to survive and is just in there to get through the rounds. But I felt like I had him going in the third round, and I landed some nice shots in the fourth round, which left him with a cut. The fight actually should have been a six rounder, but it ended up being a four for a couple of different reasons. But I think if it had been six, that would have got him out of there. But anyway, it's good to get the rounds under my belt, but it's good to get back to winning ways. And yeah, I'm pretty happy with the performance.
Yeah, and then how did it feel getting back into the ring after an injury?
It's always one of them things you have in the back of your mind, don't you know, going in there. Like, I have to say, I had no problem at all. I had no problem at all with my shoulder during the camp. But it's always one of them things that you have in the back of your mind because, you know, on fight night, it's just a different kind of adrenaline. It's a different kind of situation altogether. So you're always having it in the back of your mind that it might crop up for something. You might feel a niggle or whatever, but thankfully there was none of that. I would like to mention that I done my rehab with JT Physiotherapy, Johnny, and Letterkenny there, and he done a great job with me. I would say that, you know, I would have maybe had difficulty in the future if it wasn't for the top work he done with me. But now, as I say, like, everything went well last night. It was a pretty good performance. I done everything I could do. I have to say I would have liked the sixth rounder because, you know, I want to progress now, and although I had a bit of time off, I want to get things going because my career has been a bit stop-start, and I'm ready now to put the foot down, to be honest, and start making step-ups. And Ricky said that to me after the fight last night as well. He said, like, I feel like we're ready to take a step up, move to six rounders, and then hopefully eventually the eighth, and maybe look at maybe a Celtic title or something for the end of the year. Because, as I said, like, I've been pro now quite a while. Obviously, COVID was the first thing that hindered my career, with me not being able to make my pro debut for almost a year. And then that injury knocked me back maybe 6 months. So it's good now. We have a plan in place. And if I can do my end of the job, then we'll be progressing nicely towards the end of the year.
And finally then, Brett, any idea for a next fight? I know you were saying with Oshin, when you were on with him, you were hoping to get 8-0 before the end of the year. Have you anyone in mind that you're looking to fight, or have you any fights lined up now for the coming weeks?
We're hoping to go again in July. Show hasn't been confirmed yet. Obviously, I have to talk to the team, Hennessy Sports, and that to see what comes up and where the shows will be. But now the plan is to hopefully go again in July, and then there's talk about a show in Dublin in September that I've been asked to fight on. So it'll be great to have a fight at home as well, and that'll be something to look forward to if I can get over the one in July, obviously. So to be honest, the plans are there. Everything's looking good. Everything's looking bright. So hopefully I can get a couple of fights racked up now. And as I say, about that homecoming would be great. And we start making a bit of progress and start pushing towards titles, because I feel like I'm ready for that now. Do you know what I mean? I've had enough of four rounders. It was a bit frustrating last night. Like, we were prepared for a six rounder. Like, I've been sparring 8 rounds and I've been fit, but for a couple of different reasons, it had to be a four. And I'm ready now just to progress. Ricky's ready to take the shackles off and let me go. So hopefully we'll do that now over the next coming months, and hopefully start making some real progress.